The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Brachos Daf Nun Hei. The next few dafim are a fascinating discussion. Nun Hei, Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, about different ideas and different inyonim about dreams, about chaloimis. How to interpret chaloimis, what different chaloimis mean, when a person sees different chaloimis, when a person can take a chaloim seriously. We're going to, Emir Hashem, discuss also about Yosef and his brothers, how a lot of the story of the Mechiris Yosef folded and developed, the whole story of Yosef developed around chaloimis. What does a chaloim represent? You understand that the Gemara says what a person thinks about during the day is what he dreams about at night, and it's true by most people. But a chaloim seems to represent some type of supernatural phenomena, which the Gemara tells us in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Echod mishishim, chaloim is echod mishishim lenevuah. A chaloim has some type of faint echo of nevuah. Rabbi Dessler explains that nevuah is a darga, a person who has perfected himself, has broken the barriers between him and ruchnius, to the point where there's nothing, it's not connected to Gashmis in any meaningful way, can be Zoichur, at least in the Tkufa of the Bayis Rishon, until the Churban Bayis Rishon, there was an ability to be Zoichur to Nevuah. Nevuah is something that comes on a person, a spirit that comes on a person from outside. A person lives here in Olam Hazeh, his Neshama true is connected to the Olam Hazeh Ruchnius. At Kama that his guf no longer is choitzitz, the guf is not a mafzik anymore between the Neshama and between the Olam Hazeh Yoinim, the Rabban Shalom, if the Dor permits it, again, only the Dors that were royal Lekach, the Rabban Shalom would give over a flow of Shefa, of insight, of intellect, of wisdom, which was above the perception of a person, would give the ability to see the future, the ability to be able to perceive profound truths about how the Rebbein Shalom runs the world and how the Rebbein Shalom runs Klal Yisrael, Schar Va'inish, Loss and Lovoit, so on and so forth, Golos, Geula, all the different ideas that are discussed in the Kisvei HaNeviim. And the Rebbein Shalom would bring that force, that Shefa Elokis, that spirit, on a person me'olov, from outside of himself. Nevuah is echad mishishim. Chaloim is echad mishishim in nevuah, but a chaloim is something, is a spirit which a person perceives, which is coming from inside, which is what we say when we say whatever a person thinks about during the day. The chaloim is a toitzah of a person's thoughts, but it's definitely true that a person could have a chaloim at night, which is not only a reflection of if he was reading a newspaper report about Uganda, so that night he might have a dream that he's going on safari in Uganda. That could be true, but there's also such a thing as what we call a true dream. A person could have a premonition, a person could see that something will happen, and it could very well be true. Very often dreams are true. Obviously, the bigger a person, the more often he has true dreams. The Gemara says that if a person called Halon, Zayin Yomim, Beloi Chaloim Nikra Ra, Rabbi Dessler explains, why is he nikra ra, why is he considered bad? Because the chaloim is the inner spirit, which is bubbling inside a person, and it comes out in the subconscious of a person, comes out in his consciousness when he sleeps. What's in a person's subconscious is usually locked up. It's beyond the person's ability to harness in a conscious way. As a person sleeps, all that subconscious toichin could come out and could represent itself with ideas, with pictures, with figures in a person's mind while he's sleeping. We call that a dream. That's a chaloim. It's the ability of the subconscious to express itself in a conscious way when a person is not fully integrated in Olam Hazeh around him. When a person is sleeping, like the Gemara says in the same Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin, that Sheino is Echod Mishishim. Bemisa, when a person sleeps, to a certain extent he's disconnected. When he's disconnected from the world around him, so then he's more in tune to a certain extent with his spirit, with his neshama. In which case, the subconscious, which is normally buried outside of the experience of the senses that a person lives with when he's awake, can then come forth and express itself in a conscious picture in his mind, or conscious events that took place, are taking place, or will take place in his sleep. And that's called a chalom. So he's nikra rab because if a person doesn't have a chalom for 7 days, again, what's today, the Gemara doesn't discuss today. And today, most people don't have real dreams. In which case, I don't know if the Gemara would say somebody who doesn't have a real dream for 7 days is nikra rab. And having some type of jumbled thought while you sleep is not called a chalom. A chalom in the terminology of chalom is something that's real, something that's a real, a sharp color picture. Not just jumbled thoughts going around in a person's mind. In any case, the reason why he's nikra rab, because it means he's empty inside. So it's kilu, a person is full, if he's full of toichin, if he's full of a subconscious life, quality of life, then that'll bubble over, and when he's sleeping, that'll represent itself in some type of conscious picture called a chalom. But if there's no chalom for 7 days, that means seven is always, again, in the terminology of the maral, seven is always a dover sholei. So a person is 7 days, he's gone through a tkufa in his life, a whole week, and there's no subconscious quality of life bubbling over and giving him some type of conscious picture of a dream, then there's something missing inside. It's like he has a donut hole in the middle. There's something missing. There's a kalal, there's an empty space. That's nikra ra. He's not full of quality. The terminology of chazal, somebody who doesn't have a rich inner life, is missing. All he's living on an outer level, and there's nothing there. It's like you ask somebody, what are you thinking about? He says, nothing. It means the person doesn't have quality of life. He's not living a rich inner life. That is what chazal mean when they say, kol halon zayin yom b'lei chalem nikra. In any case, the chalom is mishakef, represents itself, the toichen apnimi of a person in an outer level. And the same way we understand that inside a person subconsciously, there's a lot of things going on. There are dvarim toivim subconscious in a person. All the experiences that a person has and everything that a person undergoes is embedded deep into his subconscious. And the subconscious, as we know, you don't have to be a Freudian psychologist to understand this is true. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter talks about it at great length. The subconscious experiences that a person undergoes and his subconscious reactions to different situations will rule most of what his belief system is, and most of what his reaction system is, and most of how he lives his life and his personal qualities. Obviously, there's an avoida, person is a baal bechira, to reach above himself, like we explained before, nevuah. Bechira, tshuva, is a koyach that's beyond oneself. Tshuva magas at kisei yakov means that a person has the ability to take what's beyond himself, his subconscious, what's inside himself, his collective experience of where he's coming from, his childhood, his parents' experiences, everything is in his subconscious. Person can reach beyond himself to the kisei yakov and be a boicher batoiv and change himself, change his essential qualities. But if a person is not beyond, if he's not reaching out for a quality which is connected to nevuah, a person will function as the subconscious rules him. That's how he will function on a conscious level. And the same way inside a subconscious, there are subconscious drives in a person which are toiv, and there are subconscious drives in a person that's ra. The Gemara tells us that, the Gemara says, the Pasuk, in Yirmiyah, that talks about a Novi Sheker, the Pasuk says over there, Ketevin in Bar, it's like Tvua that has in its straw, that has in its psoilus. Vuhu Novi Sheker, Dibe Boemes. Losh of the Pasuk is the Gemara on the bottom of Oman Aleph tells us, Hanovi Ashe Ite Chaloim Yisape Chaloim Vashe Dvora Ite Yidabe Dibre Emes. Yirmiyah Hanavi tells us that the Malat Heaven in Mabar Nuhum Hashem, that a Navi Sheker is not making up a story. We think of a Navi Sheker the way it's described in the stories of Tanakh, as somebody who just made up a bluff. He claims he's a Navi, he just made up a bluff. Not what it was. It was a person who had an experience, a very deep and profound experience of seeing a vision, but that vision wasn't something from outside of himself. It wasn't a ruach from the Kisei HaKavod as is Nevuah. It was something from inside. It was his subconscious giving him a very clear image in front of his eyes. He thought that he was a Navi, it's Mavur, that very often the Navi Sheker thought they were Navi Emes. But because they were living, rooted in their own experience, and they hadn't yet broken through, like the spaceship, that takes most of its energy breaking through the level of the gravity field of Earth, until it breaks the sound barrier, until it breaks out of the gravitational pull of planet Earth, it takes most of its energy. The Navi is somebody who's broken through the gravitational pull of his guf, and then he can have a profound experience milamala. A bal chaloyim, a Navi sheker, is somebody who can only experience things from inside of himself. So if the experience is from inside, it's going to be representative of what's going on inside his thought processes. Hein l'toyv, hein l'ra'an. It'll be mixed up. And that mix-up is ketevin and bar, and that's called a Navi Sheker. Ultimately, on a deeper level, Rabbi Dessler explains, this all goes back to the Chet of Adam Rishon. Before Adam Rishon, the Sfarim tell us, the Ramchal explains, before Adam Rishon was Choyte, he had a Yetzahar, the Nochash was the Yetzahar, but as the Ramchal, the Rambam, and Mor Nevuchim tell us, the Yetzahar was something that was outside of himself. He was Toiv. Ra was an external force that struggled to gain control of him. He let Ra control him. He let himself be convinced by the Nochash, the Yitzhak. The Ra went into him and became part of his consciousness. And now everything in a person is a struggle between the Toiv and the Ra inside a person. And the Gemara tells us in Amud Beis, an hour daf, Daftunhei, that there were 24, the Amiroim said that they went to Poistre Chaloimis, there were 24, there's different interpretations of the same Chaloim. How could something have different interpretations? How could a Nevuah could only have one interpretation? But a Chaloim, which is an expression of the subconscious of the person who's dreaming it, is Lamaisa representative of what's going on inside of himself, on a deeper level, on a subconscious level. And the subconscious is mixed up of Tov V'Ra. And Chazal are telling us that there were 24 in Yerushalayim, which was the sea, which was the height of intellect, there were 24 Poistre Chaloimis, because the number 24 is the number of Ra and Toiv mixed up together. What am I referring to? The Zohar HaKadosh, the Gemara in Avodah Zohar tells us that Bo Nochash Al Chava, V'Hitl Bo Kov Dal Mine Zuhamo. When Adam and Chava sinned with the Chet HaEgel, I'm sorry, with the Chet of the Eitz HaDas, Chetu Egel brought that back. 24 types of poison, of zuama, of tumor, of bilbul hadas, of subconscious wanting ra, became part of the person's fiber itself. And therefore, when we talk about chaloimis, which are an expression of the deeper subconscious existence of a person, there will be 24 different pesuernis, because there's all that different type of toiv ra mixed together. That, as I said, Chet HaEgel, what I meant to say is that the Chet HaEgel brought back that Madrega of Zuma to a certain extent to Klai Zol. Klai Zol lost the Madrega of Maimon HaSinai, where it was Pasku Zuma also. The Gemara tells us now that they will return to the Madrega of Adam Rishon Chet Vachet. When they were Chotu B'Chet HaEgel, that Zuma came back. And that's why there were 24,000 that died in the Magefa, because that was an extension of the Chet HaEgel, and later on the 24,000 Talmidim Rebbe Akiva that were Nifter were also a Hemshech of that. It's all part of that Ra and Toiv, that a Mu'uriv, that with Toiv, Talmidim Rebbe Akiva, who were the Gedolei Hador, come the Ra of Lenovel, come and Zebazet. It's all mixed up together, that Ra and Toiv. That's really representative of what's going on subconsciously inside a person, and that's where the world of Chalomis is rooted, in the subconscious of a person. And what's interesting is that there's an idea of Pisroini Chaloimois, where there could be all sorts of different interpretations, because a person can have various drives which are in conflict with each other. And those various drives being in conflict with each other will create different realities. You know, in English we say, or the psychologists say, the reality is your perception. A person could experience something, and it could be totally good, totally bad, or it could be good and bad, depending on really how a person chooses to perceive what's going on in his life. The reality of the situation is the way you perceive it, that's the way you experience it, that's the way your subconscious, and thereafter your consciousness, creates a reality of your life, dependent, in relation to the situation that happens. The same is true with Pisur Chalaimis. We'll see the Gemara that talks about Pisur Chaloimis, the shocking Gemara Daf Nun Vav, that talks a whole Gemara about Abaye V'Rova, where the same Pisur Chaloimis was able to interpret for Abaye one way, and was able to interpret for Rova a different way. And the reason why that's so is because the reality of two people's perceptions can be totally different. So this is the world of Chaloimis. The Gemara Amud Beis, Nun Hei Amud Beis, describes the practice called Hatovas Chaloimis, which is still practiced today. If a person has a vivid chaloim, which he's disturbed by, so that means that something inside of him is bringing up outside of him in his conscious vision a reality, a metzius, a chaloim, which is ra, and he's disturbed by it. So what he could do is he could connect with those that the Gemara says you should use oyavov, and they could be poisachalim. They tell him that the chaloim should be nifta l'toyv. What does that mean? Could they change the reality? If something bad was supposed to happen and he was pre-warned, could three people say, it's okay, it sounds like just an escape. Three people tell him the chalem will be okay, they said it's a bezdin, they place the chalem, and not they place the chalem, but they made it the chalem, and that's it, no problem. The reality over here is that there is no reality of simply ra. Everything inside a person is ra and toiv. A person is composed of a subconscious, a whole collection of subconscious drives, and his ra and his toiv, avada, a person could use his koyach b'chiro, which like we said is related to nevuah, related to tshuva, to make kizyak bavit, to create a different reality from outside, changing his inside, but calls mind that a person hasn't done that. The reality that's inside of himself is something which by definition is more ra and toiv, the same way. When all the Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he then became composed of Yoide Toiv Ra. He became composed of something that was connected intimately to Ra and Toiv on a deep level. But if a person connects with the experience of three people sitting in front of him, and they look at the Chalim, the experience that he has in front of his eyes, as Kulay Toiv, then what he's done is he's created a reality to a certain extent. He's created a reality outside of himself which connects with that experience of his chaloim as toiv. So that can change the reality of what the chaloim is bringing out. The chaloim is something that will happen tomorrow, but something that's inside of himself that is coming out to represent something which will happen, which is built into the metzius, which is supposed to take place. The regular that a person has hutva chaloimos, that creates a certain reality which he could then plug into. Again, the reality is the person's perception. If he connects with the people that sit in front of him and they declare that the chaloim is hutva, that they've made him chaloim, then what he does is he's been mechaber, he's been connected to a new reality outside of himself where that chaloim is toiv. So that can have a favorable Roshim, Nafkmina, on the outcome of what that chalem is supposed to represent. The next shir, Mirtz Hashem, will continue this idea.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.